On Friday's page one, details of a trade. 10 people arrested as Russian spies in this country for 4 who've been in jail in Russia. Huge amounts of oil are being smuggled through Iraqi Kurdistan. That's undercutting U.S. sanctions against Iran. And the rich may not be so different. More and more well-to-do homeowners are behind on their mortgages. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says 10 people arrested as Russian spies have pleaded guilty. It was the latest step in a prisoner exchange that unfolded through the day on Thursday. The Justice Department said Russia agreed to release 4 people imprisoned there for making contact with Western intelligence agencies. They weren't identified, but one is believed to be arms control researcher Igor Sutyagin. He's been behind bars for 11 years. One of the others is said to be Sergei Skripal. He was a colonel in Russia's military intelligence service who was convicted of spying for Britain. Friday's Times says millions worth of crude oil is smuggled through Iraqi Kurdistan every year. That's undercutting U.S. sanctions against Iran just across the border. It's also worsening the strain with Iraq. Some U.S. officials worry that oil money is going to corrupt Iraqi politicians. One Kurdish official says the region's 2 governing parties are in on the take. A federal judge in Massachusetts ruled that a law barring the federal government from recognizing same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. Judge Joseph Toro said gay and lesbian couples deserve the same federal benefits as heterosexual couples. He ruled in 2 cases. In one, he said the state's defense of marriage law was unconstitutional because, in his words, irrational prejudice plainly never constitutes a legitimate government interest. Are the rich different? More and more well-to-do homeowners have stopped paying their home loans. The housing bust that began in working-class neighborhoods is now hitting upper-class communities. Across the country, 1 in 7 homeowners with loans in excess of $1 million is seriously delinquent. Only about 1 in 12 mortgages below the $1 million mark is that far behind. A strange case got stranger as 4 people were indicted in a killing in a hotel suite in suburban Rye, New York. Ben Novak Jr. was found bludgeoned, bound, and gagged last summer in a suite where he was helping run an Amway convention. The suspects are his wife and some of her other relatives. Her brother's in custody. Her father and a 4th suspect remain at large. Inside Friday's Times, one of the hottest controversies in law enforcement has to do with taking DNA samples from convicted criminals and using them to track down relatives who may have committed other crimes. It's allowed in California, and this week the police arrested a man who they say murdered at least 10 people. Lonnie David Franklin Jr. was charged after the police found a DNA link between evidence at 1 murder scene and DNA from Franklin's son Christopher. He was recently convicted on a weapons charge. Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck says he expects to connect Lonnie Franklin to other killings. Officials say 3 men arrested in Norway and Germany on suspicion of terrorism were part of the same terror network that plotted an attack on the New York subway last year. It was also behind a plot to blow up a shopping center in Manchester, England. The 3 were Muslim immigrants to Norway who had ties to Al-Qaeda operatives in the tribal areas of Pakistan. Times reporter William K. Rashbaum explains how all this fits together.
Often when a case develops and investigators pull a thread, it unravels a portion of the coat. And in this instance, it's difficult to begin to say whether this is the extent of what this group of Qaeda operatives in the tribal areas were up to, or whether, in fact, it's just a part of what they had in play.
Times reporter William K. Rashbaum. The soldier accused of downloading secret data from military computers in Iraq appears to have exploited a loophole in Defense Department security. Times reporter Tom Shanker says Private Bradley Manning copied thousands of sensitive files onto compact disks. At least once, he smuggled the classified data out of his intelligence unit on a disk disguised as a music CD by Lady Gaga. The loophole is this. The Pentagon banned the use of so-called thumb drives or USB memory devices back in 2008. The idea was to guard against viruses, but the directive issued by the Pentagon didn't mention compact disks. Europe is once again sharing financial data with the U.S. Washington says the information is essential to the fight against terrorism. The European Parliament suspended the swaps back in February, saying it was uneasy about how personal data was being used by companies and governments.
In this fall, man, this is very tough. In this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
That's how basketball star LeBron James ended the suspense. The most sought-after free agent in NBA history announced his decision on national television. That closed out a frantic recruitment period that lasted 8 days and involved 6 teams. He's turning his back on the Cleveland Cavaliers, his hometown team, and the only franchise he's ever played for. That's our preview of Friday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.